Well, I generally make up when I'm a little company. I generally rake up. This will make about 15 or 20. Mm-hmm. I put a cup of water in a mm-hmm. pack of yeast, and a fourth cup of sugar, mm-hmm. and a fourth cup of shortening, and then thicken it with flour. But this is self-rising flour. I generally use plain, though, but you don't have to leave out the salt, you see. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there's
the one rolling. You ain't got enough bread.
No. That may be kind of cold, but maybe she can.
Oh, thank you.
If it is cold water, it'd be good.
Oh, that's fine with this. This stuff's so good. Oh, so that's how you make up your roll.
Uh-huh. And more times they rise up, well, you shake them down and you get ready to cook mm-hmm. them. I made my daughter some. She had a club, bridge club, and I said, Mother, you have to make some roll. I think it was 25, I believe. She said, you know, Mother, they just raved about how good those rolls were. Oh, she had them hot, you know, and had fried chicken, you know. Mm-hmm. Each one took mm-hmm. kind of like potluck or something.
Mm-hmm. Well,
did
people used to make their own bread? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yeah,
they used
I
to.
I could make better light bread and rolls and loaves when I was a little girl than I can now. Oh, well, they made an awful lot of light bread. We call it light bread. It's loaf bread.
You call it light bread?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did y'all call it?
Well, we called it light bread.
Light bread.
Missouri.
When we make it in a little loaf, you know, we'd call
in
it
a loaf.
And then when this would make it into biscuits, you know, we just called it rolls, you see, when we'd make it out into.
They made more, they eat more cornbread here in the South than we did there in Missouri. Mm-hmm. The people eat more light bread up there.
Oh, they would?
My daddy said cornbread is better here in Arkansas than it was in Missouri, but it's because we just cooked it more if we got in the habit of cooking and eating it more here.
Well, did you ate a lot of cornbread around?
Well, yeah, they like cornbread. Of course, we had biscuit too, and then we'd make a light bread, mm-hmm. you know, too. And sweet potatoes, what's called good, when they get good and sweet, you know, bake them in the mm-hmm. grease them, bake them in the oven, you know, and spread them open and put a lot of butter in them, you know.
Oh,
they're good.
Yeah. Well, now, what else would you make with cornmeal besides cornbread, anything else?
Well, that's about all
that I make mush, what we call mush.
Yeah, I never did make mush, but Lucy's husband, yes, really, she always liked mush, you know, to go with.
What would that be? That'd be
made with cornmeal. Just have your water boiling hot or have it hot and put the meal in there and some salt and then eat it with sweet meal.
Mm.
Instead of
it's real thick. It does have a good taste.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, anything, did they ever make anything called a corn pone or a corn dodger? Do you ever hear of anything?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I never knew it. Was only, let me have to set that over here.
Yeah, thank you. That was so
good.
Now I feel so full. I had really
feel
me that
cake.
Oh, good.
Fruit
cake.
Oh, goodness. I don't think I could.
Well,
not right now. I agree
with
all that. That was so good and so sweet.
Now
you're telling
me you eat some sorghum molasses.
Yeah, now that was good. Mixed with that butter. I feel like I gained 10 pounds just eating that.
Oh, it won't hurt if you gain.
That was good. Oh, what about something made out of metal, shaped like this, that you would pour
a funnel? We'll call that a funnel. Yeah, call it a funnel.
Oh. Now, if when you would go to town, when you take all day to go to town and everything, now if you were to buy something in the store like fruit, for example, what would you take it home in?
Oh, they'd put it in paper sack.
Paper sack?
Yeah, uh-huh. Put it in paper sack. Mm-hmm. They would.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call that a poke?
Yeah, I've heard that. And you two, you only keep crackers in a barrel. I remember that, you know. If you wanted to buy a nickel's worth to eat while they're down there, they'd slice you off and just tell them how much you'd want. And you just get the crackers out of the barrel. Yeah.
Just right out of the barrel.
Wouldn't get them in boxes, you know, like you do now.
Mm-hmm. Well, just sell them loose then.
Yeah. You can have them loose in the barrel. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to have a lid on it, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.